begin the current daf, and the seventh of daf mem aleph. Begin on the basic. And test out the words of Gemara. I b'harshvarim ninu. And that is the question on the Mishnah is a contradiction. You're telling me that if you find the tavnis yad, tavnis regel, it's aser, but you just told me in the Reisha that they're shvarim ninu. So it says we're hearing you say, wait a second, believe milsa de Shmuel nami tiksh reish le seifa. But we brought in the teaching of Shmuel, and now we're asking a question. And then Shmuel, tirgim of Shmuel. Without Shmuel, you have a contradiction also. Reisha says, shivit slam matarm, which says the broken pieces of an image are permitted. Veseifna, veseifa tam nisad beregel asturim, which are broken pieces of a tselem. So why is it a question on Shmuel? If not for Shmuel's teaching, how I mean I would have said that no, actually the ratio that we're saying that shivit slam matarm is only a tzelem, an image, but the broken pieces of a desire are forbidden. And the sefer b'shtamei shabbat b'shabbat was coming. The sefer would have made sense. Yeah, these are broken pieces of a desire is the yad and the regal, and therefore they're forbidden. But now that according to Shmuel, there's no difference between tzelem and a desire. Now we have a question. There seems to be a contradiction between the ratio and the sefer. Next test, Master begins with Zigmara, so Turgim Shmuel, Shmuel answered, but Imar Abisisam. That we're talking about where it's on their base. Pirsha Kunjas, he says, Albima Shulhan, which means something like that base. Veloshim Matzakashi, but the wording that you found them in the Mishnah, that's difficulty. The Mashma Beshukah Besada sounds like in the street or in the field, it's not on any base. Lekachnele Beintam, there appears there in Tam Lefar to explain, Shishlam Beis Moshe Berocha, it just means that the actual hand has its own base, Shishman Lav Lavadam, that it just could stand on its own. So it just doesn't look like it's broken. But just like that's how it was made. So it's not on the base like where it's worshipped, but it means like the thing itself is made like, you know, some have these trophies on the base. That's like what it's with Lahabdul, that's what it's made on. And therefore that's why it's going to be that they worship it, and therefore it's going to be awesome. And he says the words of the Gemara, Esve. On that the Gemara asks, Hamitzi Shabit Slam. If someone finds, as Rabbi Yechon asking on Shem Malakish, that our Mishnah says, if someone finds broken pieces of etzalim, we say Haril Mutarim, they're permitted. Masurim. So it sounds like that if it broke, it's going to be also not like Shem Malakish, who says that it's going to be permitted. Ner Lefarish says it appears that the Achi Parach, that this is the Gemara's question. Hach Mishnah Stamashnuya. This Mishnah was said anonymously. Remeilo Huskava doesn't say specifically Remeir. If that's the case, no chalim davka of Rabban. So you can say he explained like Rabban. Ubistam tzlamim, and this is what Tais for wanting the question. Ubistam tzlamim, and in general by images, sheim biyadim klum, that when they don't have anything in their hand, shenechaku remei rabbanon, mari hacha, that's what Tomar over here, and b'hachidayik, and that's what the Gemara is being b'dayik. Bishlam remei adas tzlamim atzmam, yeah, I understand according to the Gemara that you say that the actual image is forbidden, so it's a lashan. This would make sense that you would have to teach your head to bishram that it's permissible by the broken pieces. If the actual tzelam itself is permitted, to have to tell you about the broken pieces. Rather, obviously, it's coming for the diik. But if it's a broken piece of a tzar, it's going to be forbidden, which that's not like Rav Shmuel. And now we can answer like we answered previously for Shmuel. The truth is no, even broken pieces of tzar would be permitted. So just because we want to say the seifa, matzatav nizad b'chul, etc. No, that whole answer of Shmuel only goes according to Remeir. The asastam tzlam that he says in general, a tzalam is forbidden. So you come in to say regarding the tav nizad and abul rabbanan, but according to rabbanan, dina kusha b'duchta, the question still applies. Am I tani shavit tzlam? Why are you saying the broken pieces of a tzalam? If you're not coming to infer, but that the broken piece of Baitazar would be forbidden. Shandi Gemara says, no, don't explain like Rabbanan Batedik and make the inference, and that the broken piece of Baitazar can be also not like Rishon Malakash. I'll take Makri Meir, and explain the Rishon Meir Batedik and make the Diuk, but the Tzelem itself is going to be forbidden. But the broken piece of Baitazar, Loil Mataran, are always going to be permitted. And Meir, the stomach of Meir. And now that it's come to tell us that the Stam Mishnah is like a Meir. In Lahakshah is Mashikshin Le'el Shmuel. Now we can't ask what we had previously asked on Shmuel. Oh, listen to Shiva Vizkechavim. Oh, teach the broken piece of a Zor. Koshkin Shiva Tzlam and Vishal know the broken piece of an image. Titan Shiva Vizkechavim, because had we taught the broken piece of a Zor, Lo Yin Yuchin Ladaktik, then we could not have inferred Hatzlam Atzmasurim, but the actual image itself is forbidden. El Habitzkechavim Atzmasurim, the Dik would have only been, oh, but the Zor itself is forbidden.
about kol yam amoid, that everyone agrees to. So therefore, that question does not apply over here. Vein lakshas, don't ask me, ach demok lagre meir, that since we explained lagre meir, so lema, why don't you say, mishem de boyle misne seifa, oh, that it's to teach you the shibuk of the shon l'el, like we had previously taught by Shmuel. Kinir k'tzaz toichik, no, because it seems that pushing it to the Gemara, b'yeis kibol hashmin l'chidush b'shvarim, that we're coming to teach you a chiddush in the broken pieces, manich shebebez kechavim, and we're going to leave the broken piece of Avodah Zarah, shum seifa, to teach you the chiddush of the yad and the regal. Avahashta kamar, but now the Gemara is saying, the leibol hashmin b'shvarim klal. Not coming to teach you anything regarding the broken piece at all, but leibol adik, it's only coming to tell you the inference. But according to Shmuel, it sounds like the whole idea of the Shvam Mutter, that the Chizr is coming to tell you the broken piece of Midik, be the Shlal, like we said before, and the end of Amen Aleph, and therefore that's why on him the question was applicable to ask. Then he says, not to begin the words, oh, for me, you could hear from the Rabbanan, and then according to Rabbanan, so you have the question that you see Shvarem Mutarin. So it's the picture of the time, according to where Rabbein the Tam explained, the Pirish that he explained the Rabban, the Kondra Rabbanon, the Asri call it Slum, that all images of Abinin, Af Imbiyad and Klum, even if they're not holding anything Chutzman Darti, except for the image of the king. That's Omer al-Pesel Medin that's standing on the opening of the country, because that's actually more lenient. Near it seemed to have a Muslim Ifrach, Rabban Gufayu. So then what's the Gemara asking from a Meir and Rabban? You could ask from Rabban themselves. To La'ilam, but Slum Asurim Yishla Achma Bishabrayim. That by the images that are forbidden, you should be stringent by the broken piece, because Shabbat is Kachav Matzah, like the broken piece of Bait Zara itself. And Rabban, according to Rabban, Shabbat is Mutarim, the broken piece are permitted. The Dabidu, who there is known, Shein Machmir, Yosem Ramey, that they're not more stringent, Mother Ramey. And if that's the case, Lim Rabban Gufayu Nishma, you should have heard from the words of Rabban themselves, the Shabbat is Kachav Mutarim, that the broken piece of Bait Zara are permitted, that's Lam Masurim. Because to tell him that's also Shabbat Mutarim, the broken piece are permitted. So when that's forbidden Shabbat Mutarim, the broken piece should be permitted. So the Gemara could have asked from Rabban themselves. Well, because it's not medictic, and really the truth is Rashi himself also it points out that Muslim from Rabban Gufayu, that we could have asked from Rabban themselves, Umitzlamim, and from the image, Sheshbiyah, the Makulay Tzipur, that it has in its hand a stick or a bird, or Shabbat Mutarim, and still the broken piece are permitted. So that's a different question, but you could ask that question too from the Rabbana. El Mishim Delechazin Behed Masin, the Shor Shabbat Slam, Mishin Nasurim. It's just because we don't see explicitly in the Mishnah that it's permitted the broken piece of the image that are forbidden. And if we don't ask from that, we ask from Reb Meir's the inference, and therefore that would answer the question of Rabbein Tam also. Next says, Master, to begin with the Gemara, Rabbein Slavik Mitzvah Nevada. That's what the word bit Mia. So it says, the Gemara's question is, in the wonder, is that really true that Sofik not Maitzim Nevadai? Pirish, in other words, Vein Sofik Heter Haragel. You can't have a regular Sofik to become a Maitzim Nevadai and exclude from something that's definite. Oh, because, and that's what Tesis is qualifying that, because the Ibishin Haragel, because if it's not something that's the norm, a philosophic Isser, then even a doubt of a prohibition in the Maitzim Nevadai Heter would not even exclude from a definite permissibility. When you have the skin, in other words, Tesis shows you that the Gemara's question is regarding a regular type of a suffix. Because regarding when the shaman checks an animal with an inspected knife, and after the shechita, before they check, they break the bones with the knife, and then you find that, oh, there's a dent in the knife, so you can't know if it's from the skin of the animal when it was shechting or it got dented afterwards from the bones. So Rav Chisda holds that you make it dependent that the knife got dented after the shechita and the animal is permitted. And not to be toiler that it was nifkim at the time of the shechita from the ur, because bones for sure are dent and the ur is a suffix. And you don't have a suffix, it's a mitzvah de badi heter. So that's what Tais is saying, that the whole question is, is a suffix a ruggle. A suffix she ain't a ruggle. In other words, that it's common, so then we would say wouldn't be mitzi even from avadi heter, but a regular suffix, one understands that, maybe it would be mitzi even from avadi yisr. Let's just master begin the words of the Gemara. Chazak al chava v'chulu. There's a presumption that the Talmud Chacham wouldn't leave anything not remedied. Now, Bishami Kamar, the Bishami explains that Tifti, you have to interpret it, b'shemes b'techa yishuv, that he died from settlement. Pidish b'yish v'das, he was settled in his das, because if not, you could say, well, maybe he went mad and he didn't do the right thing. But if he was in his right state of mind, he wouldn't have passed away without taking care of it. Like it says, Master begins the words, and he brings it in with the chaff.
Pirish in other words, like tira b'dagan b'fnei abayis, so that it shouldn't be in the state of grain of dagan when it sees the opening of the house. Kedesh leis teschay b'maiser, that it shouldn't become obligated maiser. Damrin that the gemara says b'mitzid of peichazim et alf. In the temple maschay b'maiser, the untied produce does not become obligated maiser. Actually, b'fnei abayis until it sees the surface of the house. Pirish in other words, la'achas shenaser dagan after becomes dagan, which is when it's grain. The mechnis b'maitchala, and if he brings it in with its chaff, as yuchal lechal arad, then he can eat it. In a snacking way, at the time of the scepter, like it's told in the Brisa, Perek Amud Beis, the Pirkei Gimel Menalf, Maisel, the Gemara brings it over there. Hichna Shibon Lechol Mem Isa, if they bring in the stalks to eat from them, to make from them a dough. Oichem Mem Ara, you could eat it in a temporary type of way. Upata, and you're exempt. Vachilis Beemtoi, the Nakar Acha. So why are we picking the eating of this animal over here? Shem the Cholachilis Behema, because every eating of the animal, for the Kevashla, even its regular meal, Chashav Ara is considered as snacking. I mean, like the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Peya, Michael Bem Lachai Ba'ifis, you could feed your animals out to your Smerech Bakri until it gets smoothed down the pile. Amrop, Mea Bayez, Bedagon, but if it saw the face of the house in the state of Dagon, like Afbim Ruch Bakri, or even if it smoothed down the pile, Abisada, or in the fields, Vein Daitoi, Lahavi Labayez, and he doesn't intend to bring it to the house. Niklu Lamaisa, then it becomes established for Maisa. Luch Lechel Arai, and he cannot eat it, snacking, Baflo Lechel Ba'amta, and not even to feed it to his animal. Tahano, Shakilo, Osir Batevel, because a pleasure of liquidating the item is forbidden by untied produce. And there we suspend that maybe he's going to bring it in the state of chaff. But even though rabbinically not eat it in the permanent way, which Rashi also addresses this question, that the suffix of meiser comes along and takes it away from the definite iser of the iser de rabbanon. So that what Tosis is, Rashi says that the Rabban believed the Cheskes Chavale in Tatekantim. Tosis addressed that question by saying that even though we're going to Ichilz Keba Yechayev for Shom Meiser, even if you bring it in its mites, but on that we say that the Suffolk Meiser would be Meitzi from the Isser Vadim Rabban.